today if two cars try to merge into each other directly in front of me.
I'm not afraid to
so much traffic. It's so fucking uncool out here.
Oh.
Thank you.
take Camino Alto Mill Valley and US 101 South. In 1.1 miles. Exit to exit 458, Lucky Drive, Doherty Drive. Quarters of a mile. Exit to exit 458, Lucky Drive, Doherty Drive.
Yeah, fuck it. Take their weird detour.
Thank you. in 1,000 feet. Exit right to exit 458, Lucky Drive, Doherty Drive. Exit right to exit 458, Lucky Drive, Doherty Drive. Continue straight for 20 minutes to US 101 South, Marina Boulevard.
Fuck you. I was getting off the fucking freeway, it switched to say no say on the freeway. Fucking ass. And yeah, no, sure enough, this fucking route that it was telling me to take before, there's like fucking 30 fucking cars here. Fuck you. God damn it.
In 400 feet. Turn left onto Mall Vista Boulevard.
I mean, I could just turn around. Ah, fuck it. Turn around, get back on the freeway. I guess we're kind of on the cusp now of, like, all this shit has become popular enough that you see a lot of people on the fucking routes. It recommends for you to go around it, you know? Thank you. the, well, whatever's here now, I don't know, but this is where the Fresh Choice was, where I was told about Masters of Terascasi for the first time.
In 1,000
before they had announced it.
Turn left on Tamil Pais Drive, then exit right.
That's where I told the dude from LucasArts that it seemed like a really good idea.
Vehicle stopped on road ahead. US 101 South, San Francisco.
Ooh, that's a lot of glass right here. I'm not normally the guy that'll cut through a parking lot to get around a red light, but in the case of a mall that is not even open yet, I will make an exception. Car accident that was causing all that traffic. So, I guess that's not so bad. Wait, no, there's still traffic here. Like, it's better.
Continue straight for 11 minutes to US 101 South, Marina Boulevard.
Vehicle stopping on the shoulder right there. I mean, it didn't affect me in any way, and I didn't necessarily need to be warned about it, but it was there.
fog reported ahead.
Oh no.
Bye. your construction smells of corruption. I manipulate to recreate this air to go out saga. Gotta launder my karma.
About me or more about San Francisco, but there was a billboard back there that says pre-game with pre-rolls, and I was like, what? Why would, is this like some kind of fucking clever ad for advertising? Why are we running more pre-roll ads? Like, is this a service to get more pre-roll ads on your video inventory? What? But no, it's for a site that delivers marijuana, and it says at the bottom, marijuana delivered. I feel like either outcome is acceptable slash likely in this town. Either would be like, oh yeah, no, of course they're gonna advertise fucking ways to get more pre-roll ads in this fucking city. But no, it's for weed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure if Monster still manufactures the Gronk flavored energy drink. So I think it's just their regular drink, but with the word Gronk written on it. I don't know. But either way, the gas station that I frequent seems to no longer stock the Gronk. bottled. Why would you bottle wine when you could box it? Put it in a nice box. One of those plastic bladders inside. The classy shit, only the best. Put cool stickers on the box, like. But that's just a stupid dream that I won't realize. Cause I can't even look in your eyes without shaking, and I ain't thinking. You got Jirobi and a bunch of Senzu beans, you know? Something. Something cool. Yamcha. Speaking of garbage, people always make the joke about mailbags, saying like, oh, people just send in trash. And I always disagreed until yesterday when I received a box. The sender was listed as Hot Topic. Inside was a Funko Pop of Yamcha dead, which people keep sending to me on Twitter going, oh, maybe this will be the one Funko Pop you'll buy. Like, no, it's a combination of two fucking shit things, Funko Pops and Yamcha. Don't want it. But one showed up in the mail nonetheless. Nothing in the box indicating who it came from. Just Hot Topic. So I assume someone ordered one and had it shipped to us. I was okay with accidentally building an amiibo collection by virtue of Nintendo sending a lot of them out with the games that supported them. And, like, someone sent in a Pac-Man, and I was like, oh, the Pac-Man one looks alright. So I'm okay with having, like, 10 or 12 amiibos or whatever that way. Like, alright, these things are dumb, but they don't look terrible, but Funko Pops are just disgusting. They look so bad. They're not cool, they're not cute, they just look fucking ugly. If you want to do like super deformed versions of pop culture characters, you could do fucking amazing looking things. They just look like straight trash. Yeah, why not do crossovers? That, yeah, you're onto something here. Papa John Cena. There you go. Two characters everyone loves.
Kissed a girl.
All right. I'm here. I'm going to go. I'll see you later. Have, you know, a good Thursday. It's because you can have it.